Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. I want to start by saying it's amazing how God has saved us.
I remember.
And I'm going to have Brother Mike to tell y'all about it.
Everything before that was just a blur. I was wild, living real wild. I just want right. I remember when he changed my name. From sick to heal, from broke to blessed. Now I can testify. I'll never be the same. My God is amazing. Simply amazing. That's why I believe. The truth is, I'm a living witness that God is here. That's why I believe. I'm not changed until the world. God is amazing. You have to know that. You have to be able to appreciate that. He's been so good to us. That's all I can think about, how amazing he is. And I thank each and every one of you all for joining the broadcast. We're going to ask Pastor Bill if she'll give us a word of prayer, and then we'll get into the lesson. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. Yes, our God is amazing. Amen, amen. It's just good to know how amazing God is. Amen. Our scripture I read is coming from Proverbs, the third chapter, and verses 5 and 6. And I'll be reading from the Message Bible. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, Father God, we're thanking you for each and every one that have taken time out today to be with us as we study God's word together. Father God, bless those that are listening by internet as well, Father God. We ask that you will continue to bless our pastor, Father God, as he teaches the word. Use him mightily, Father God. Crown his head with wisdom and knowledge and understanding from on high. And help us, Father God, to receive the word and crown our heads with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding from on high. We're just so thankful for each and every one, Father God. We ask that you will bless in a mighty way, Father God. Be with each and every one that have asked us to keep them lifted up in prayer. Be with those that are going through, Father God. You're a way maker out of no way. Be with the sick and the shut in, Father God. You said in your word, by your stripes we're healed. Be with the bereaved families, Father God, as they go through their time of bereavement. Give them a peace of mind, Father God, that they will trust in you and lean and depend on you with their whole heart. Father God, we just thank you for your word, Father God, as we come together, Father God, and help us to open our hearts to receive the word of God, that we are able to share this word with others. We ask it all in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I want to piggyback on Pastor's prayer there. I know her cousin. We just believe in God for a speedy recovery. I'm not sure the situation and condition, but I do want to put my little two cents in and say we believe in God for a speedy recovery.
Praise God. Amen.
Okay. Amen. What's his name, Pastor?
Derek Wallace.
Derek Wallace. Hallelujah. Sometimes I call people's name out before God. And Father God, we're talking about Derek Wallace, that he have a speedy recovery. And we bind up anything that's hindering that right now in Jesus' mighty name. I agree with Pastor. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
We're talking about trusting in God. She read Proverbs 3 and 5. We're not to lean to our own understanding. And that's the part I'm trying to stress out. Have you been leaning to your own understanding? And you didn't realize you was really leaning to your own understanding. Well, we want to change that. We want to give a different spin on a different perspective. And you know, I taught something in John 15. I had never read it like this, but God showed me something. This is when you trust it. So you have a choice to connect it or unconnect it. And when you're not trusting God, you're being disconnected, okay? So in John 15, we're going to read 5 through 8. And you're going to be able to see what it means to trust. I've never seen this like this until the Holy Spirit showed me. He says, if you don't stay connected, you're not trusting me. Because if you disconnect yourself, you're on your own. I said, wow. We got to trust God with our whole heart, brothers and sisters. So in John 15, verses 5 through 8, it reads like this. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abide in me, and I in him, the same bear forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and man gathered them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my word abide in you. That's Proverbs 3 and 5 we're talking about right there. My word abide in you. Ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so you shall be my disciples. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, praise God. From the Message Bible, I am the vine, you are the branches. When you're joined with me and I with you, the relation, intimate, the harvest is sure to be abundant. Separated, you can't produce a thing. Anyone who separates from me is dead wood, gathered up and thrown on the bonfire. But if you make yourselves at home with me and my words are at home in you, you can be sure that whatever you ask will be listened to and acted upon. This is how my Father shows who he is. When you produce grapes, you mature as my disciples. Amen.
Amen. And you all probably preached this several different ways and taught it several different ways. And I get all of that. Some of you all probably taught this as the fruit is not limited to soul winning. I don't know. There's a lot of ways people teach this in this chapter. But here's what I want you to see. The trust, because it's your choice. You can stay connected or you get disconnected. Now, when you stay connected, that means you trust him. But you got to trust him with your whole heart, not with just part of it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
When he talks about verse 5 and 6, remaining in Christ means believing that he is God's son. 1 John 4:15. Secondly, receiving him as Savior.
Mm-hmm.
You trust in him. John 1:12. Thirdly, doing what God say. 1 John 3:24. Mm-hmm. Continuing to believe in the gospel. 1 John 2:24. And five, mm-hmm. Relating everything to love, because you know that everything is predicated on love. The body of Christ is about love. It's not about a building. Mm-hmm. It's about people who have become like Christ. Yeah, they become mm-hmm. love, baby.
All right. All right.
And you're relying on love. So everything mm-hmm. you rely on is about love. So when you become believer of love and you become a believer of Christ's body, so you act that way. So when you read John 15:12, that's what you get. And then mm-hmm. many people try to be good, honest people who do what is right, but Jesus says that the only way to live a true good, godly life is to stay close to him. In other words, to trust him. Stay connected like a branch attached to the vine. Because apart from Christ, you're going to be unfruitful in whatever you do. Oh, you may try, may look like it's going good enough, but at the end of the day, it's going to be unfruitful. You know why? Because as you receive nourishment and life offered, it has to be through Christ. So the vine, because that's what he is, he's the vine. Remember, we are branches.
Yeah.
And some people, and I've taught it like this too, I've taught it that you have to stay connected, which you do. But I didn't explain what that means. And I want to explain what connected means. Staying connected means that you are trusting. Because you don't have to. Because of what he said. Now, remember what he just said now. He said, now, if you abide in me, so that tells me you don't have to. But if you're going to abide, he says, you got to abide in his word. And his word is Proverbs 3:5. Do I need to go there again, huh? Mm-hmm. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. That's his word.
Yeah.
That's what you're abiding in.
Mm-hmm.
And I can that means you can act and whatever. But the idea here is you have to abide. Simply means you have to trust in his word. You made that decision. That everything, I guess one day we read about in 2 Corinthians 3:4, we'll read that scripture. Because I want you all to understand this revelation, brothers and sisters. When I read that, I didn't see that trust. I just saw where we didn't get connected. But God said, hey, you got a choice here to stay connected or disconnected. And if you're disconnected, it's because you don't trust me. If you're staying connected, it's because you trust me and you put your whole heart into it and you believe in me. And I saw that like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I saw that. And I just wanted to share that with you. But over in 2 Corinthians 3:4, we have such trust through Christ toward God.
Mm. Thank you, Lord.
Okay. Do you have that in the Messenger Bible, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor.
Would you like to read that? 2 Corinthians 3:4?
Yes, Pastor. It reads, we couldn't be more sure of ourselves than this, that you, written by Christ himself for God, are our letter of recommendation. We wouldn't think of writing this kind of letter about ourselves. Only God can write such a letter. Amen.
Yeah. Because you put your trust in him.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's where you get your confidence.
Yeah.
We have no confidence in the flesh. None at all.
Mm-hmm. Say that.
Our confidence can only be placed in the resting upon Christ, resting upon the word of God.
Yeah.
That's where our confidence is. That's where our trust is. Is in his word. So mm-hmm. when you go back to John 15, I know it said it because I read it. It says you have to abide. You have to live in that word, man. That's because you trust in it.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't trust it, you won't live in it.
That's right.
Uh-oh. If you don't trust it, you won't live in it. And then you don't trust him with everything, not your portion now. I better say that again. Because it's easy to get carried away and think, oh, I'm trusting God. No. You have to trust him with your whole heart.
Yeah.
And you know what? You have to trust him in everything. And I read that too. If I'm not mistaken, he said, in that fifth, trust the Lord with all of thine heart and lean not to thy own understanding. Listen, brothers and sisters, that's deep, man. That's deeper than what you think.
Yeah.
You can't lean to no portion of your understanding. You can't put no trust in the flesh. So you guys say, okay, my mind would lie to me. My flesh will lie to me. Lord, I need your direction with this.
Yeah.
That's what you got to get. Got to get God's direction with it. Got to get God's knowledge with it. Got to get God's understanding with it. So you can have trust in him. You know what he's saying?
Yeah.
And the only way you can do that, you have to stay connected.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Now, if you don't, I'm going to tell you, you're going to be just like a branch cut off from that tree.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But if you take, if you stay connected, you're going to find favor.
Yeah.
What you barking at, dog?
Take over for a second. Let me see. Thank you. Amen. 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 Am right. And I'm going to read that again. We are confident of all this because of our great trust in God through Christ. With our whole heart, not with part of our heart, but with our whole heart. Everything that we have within us, we have to trust in God, no matter what it look like, no matter what our eyes receive, we still got to trust God. Look beyond that. Say, Lord, here I am. I trust you to guide me and direct me. And so that's what our pastor is teaching us that we have to do. Trust him. Trust God with our whole heart. Our substance is in him. Amen.
Amen, amen. I apologize, brothers and sisters. Thank you so much, Pastor.
You're welcome, Pastor.
Yeah, this is about trust. We got to trust God with our whole heart. So what that's really saying is we have to, and we may not do it all today, but we may even get into it next week. When it comes to love, how do you know you're doing God's kind of love? Are you trusting his kind of love to work for you? Or are you doing what you know to do? See, because it's easy. It's so easy, man, to get to do what you know to do. It's easy.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you got to think for a second and say, wait a minute. Am I doing it God's way? Am I staying connected? Because, see, if you don't stay connected, watch this. Watch this. If you don't stay connected, you ain't doing it God's way.
All right. All right.
If you don't stay connected, you're not loving like God said to love. If you don't stay connected, I think that's what John 15 is really saying if you think about it now.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not abiding, you're not living in, not jumping in, jumping out, but living in. Him.
Yes.
And his word living in you.
Mm-hmm.
You're not trusting him. You may not like that. It wasn't pleasant when I read it. I realized, man, I need to repent. I ain't really been living in God's word like I thought I did. Because I've been just, oh, well, I know I can do this here, or this is all right, or I do. No, no, baby. When you trust in God, you staying connected to what he say about it.
All right. Mm-hmm.
That's the position we want to stay in. That's the position we want to be in.
Mm-hmm.
This is where God wants all souls, not just us, but he wants all souls to be in the position. How about this? I'm just throwing this out. Guess something you can think about. You ain't running nothing. How about that one, huh? Come to the place to know you ain't running nothing.
All right.
You know, hey, I got to get my orders from God. So I got to go hear his word. I understand you would think, because see, pride, I jump in there in a heartbeat and tell you, well, oh, you can go on and do this. You can do that. No, I can't. Time out. Lord, is this the way I need to go? I ain't trying to go no way unless you tell me. I guess that's what I like about Paul. Paul, every move was all predicated on the word of God. He didn't go back to being a Jew. He didn't go back to being a Pharisee's a Pharisee. He didn't go back to being a scribe. He didn't go back to the knowledge he had learned. He didn't go back to sitting at Gamaliel's feet. Mm-hmm. He wasn't discouraged by what Felix said.
Now,
he searched the scripture daily to see if those things be true or not.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't planning on turning back. He wasn't going back.
Amen.
But he wanted to make sure he stayed in the word of God and that what God was saying was true.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm asking. May you put your confidence in God's word. Know that if you continue to put your confidence, you're going to have that assurance.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's why it's no failure. Really, if you trust God, like the word say to trust God. See, I can tell you to trust God like this. No, but I want you to trust God based on the word of God.
All right.
It's a different brother and sister. Everybody may not understand what I'm saying. Everybody may not get it like I'm saying. But I'm telling you, there's a difference.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, so the question would be, are you trusting God the way God say to trust him?
Mm-hmm.
Are you doing it man's way?
Help us over God.
I want you to help me out. I want you to tell me how you're doing it. Are you saying, well, Lord, I ain't been doing that way, but I'm going to start.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Beloved, let the Holy Spirit direct. The only way the Holy Spirit going to do it is based on the word of God. He can't get outside of that word. Woo, preach. He can't get outside of that word. The Holy Spirit is locked in, tied in. I mean, he can't get outside of that, out of God's word. The Holy Spirit don't have that luxury of running over here and grabbing this theology and that philosophy. No, it can't do it. It has to stay within the confines of the word of God. That's why he says, abide, live in.
Because
he wants you living in the Holy Ghost. And if you're not living in that word, you're not living in the Holy Ghost. And then you have to write it to write the word of truth.
Yeah,
I was sharing it with somebody the other day. See, when you're really living in the word of God, you go, well, wait a minute. God said, I abolished that. So why is you still trying to hold on to a dead mule?
Mm-hmm.
If God didn't got rid of time, I could fully escape. I know the Old Testament say that. I get all of that. But when you get in the new, God didn't abolish that and did away with that. So he could do a better thing. He can bring a better one. And he can't bring the better one to you because you're still trying to hold on to the old one.
Have mercy.
He got a new mule for you, but you want to ride the old one because you feel better.
Help us, Holy Ghost.
That's easy, man. It's easy to get used to a pair of shoes, and when you get that new one, wake up, baby. It ain't new shoes. They ain't supposed to fit like the old ones. The old ones kind of wore over. Your foot got used to being kind of crooked a little bit. This new one makes you walk straight up. This new pair of shoes got some. Well, you may say, what that had to do with it? I'm trying to tell you, brothers and sisters, it ain't always comfortable. It ain't always easy. Especially when you got to tell people, hey, man, this is the way God said that we're to go. And then you show it to them in the word of God, boom, the light never come on. It still goes out with them.
Have mercy.
You got to continue in this trust. When you place trust in God, you got to stay there.
Yeah.
Pastor, you're not even allowed to skip and jump and high. No, you got to stay in that word forever.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
See, when I read that John 15, I don't see where he said you can get in and get back out. He said you got to abide in it.
Yeah. Live in it.
That's if you want. That's if you want God's stuff. You don't have to, but you got to trust God. If you want his stuff, you got to trust him for his stuff. If you want Joe Willie's stuff, go trust Joe Willie. Frank, Bill, Mary, Sue. But if you want God's stuff, you got to abide in God's stuff.
Yeah, amen.
Well, hey, this time the part where everybody, you want to have anything to say? Comment, whatever. This is the time. You do it. Hallelujah. Just press one. And, hey, just press one. And we'll.
Amen. Praise God.
Okay.
Well, Pastor, reading, John 15, verses 5-8 from the New Living Translation. It says, yes, I am the vine. You are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch and withers. Such branches are gathered into a pile to be burned. But if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want, and it will be granted. When you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. This brings great glory to my Father. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. What reassurance that is. Amen.
Yeah. When he said remain, he's saying to us, trust me, stay in the ship. Don't jump out. Stay in there. Trust
me. Amen.
Trust the process.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. That was awesome. Thank you, Pastor, for reading that out of the New Living Bible. Thank God for you.
You're welcome, Pastor.
Anyone else? If not, we'll see y'all for the review